Travel for the soul. Tourism with a personal connection. Air passenger travel hit a new record in 2025, proof of our collective and unquenchable thirst for exploring the world. Like most, I have a long wish list of places I'd like to see this year. Some are all about the jaw-dropping landscapes or delicious foods. But cultural exchange is the real motivation behind most of my travels. I love tapping into community-owned and led activities that put me in direct contact with locals, which ensures that my tourism dollars make a positive impact and that I walk away with a first-hand understanding of local traditions. It's both a fun and responsible way to travel. I aim to strike that balance with every journey. Egypt. I'm eager to see more of the African continent, where I was born and raised. Of course, I'd visit the iconic pyramids of Giza and the new Grand Egyptian Museum. But from Cairo, I'd head to Aswan, a city on the Nile in southern Egypt, to visit Nubian villages that sit on the West Bank and are known for vibrant murals, blue and orange painted mud houses, riverside cafes, and local markets. On Agilkia Island, I'd continue toward Abu Simbel, home to giant statues and temples built by Ramses II. Splurging on Luxor's hotel, Al Mudira, would make for some worthwhile relaxation after all the adventure. The cultural experience I most want to try: a day trip to Ramses Wissa Wasif Art Center in Haranye, village in Giza, where I'd watch and learn from women artisans who create colorful, hand-woven tapestries. Greece. The Greek islands have been on my radar primarily because I have a friend in Athens. I love the idea of skipping Santorini and Mykonos and opting for low-key Paros. I'm drawn by the images of rocky beach coves along the Aegean Sea, but also by the local taverns and Lefkas village in central Paros, with its car-free streets and Cycladic architecture featuring whitewashed walls and blue-colored shutters.